This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Paul Skeens and people lining up on the bridge. And again, from my perspective, the Pirates really stepped up to the plate and said, hey, we're giving one to everyone who scanned a ticket. So they ordered more and passed out the bobbleheads. I covered the Roberto Clemente anniversary. Look, I'll leave how the Pirates are doing on the field to Richie Cassidy and Bob Pompeiani. But in terms of from what I'm seeing, in terms of the Pirates working with the community, it's important to me that I don't put out a message that the games are dangerous, because that is actually not at all what I saw in that videotape. Just a very physical altercation after the game was over between a fan and this game day employee.
You know, Barry, what you're talking about really hits home with me, and I'll tell you why. I buy a few tickets every year, and I go on Sundays in the afternoon, and it's a family atmosphere. And the fact that this happened on a Sunday afternoon is what's really shocking to me.
You know what? It is troubling. And I think that's why this is getting so much viral attention. It's also why I find it important, just as a journalist, to lay out there that this was a very isolated event that did not involve a lot of people. I can also tell you this, I watched all 6 minutes or whatever it was of the video that we had. No other fans were ever involved except Good Samaritans who try to defuse the situation. So, you know, again, I guess this is the third time I'm saying, Larry, we're about the same age. We come from the same area. We grew up here. I just don't want to let people think, oh my gosh, now look, Pirate games are getting dangerous. That is not this story at all. What this story is, though, because I did interview the head of the union of ushers. Now, this wasn't a member of the union. He said to me, you know what, Barry, there's what we do. We meet beautiful roses all day, but every now and again, there's a thorn. I interviewed another official for another sport yesterday, and he said, you know, unfortunately, things are changing. Now we're starting at the grassroots where parents are freaking out over ushers at Little League games. And this stuff is just building and building. And eventually he said, you know, we got to get to the point where prosecution is serious enough to these types of things or this type of alleged fan behavior that it just stops. And really, I think you'll agree, it does have to stop. There is absolutely no place for that kind of behavior, especially, as you said, with lots of kids around, but even without the kids. I mean, we need to go enjoy our games and have a good time and not have this kind of stuff happening.
Barry, appreciate the time. Thank you. Great job.
All right. My pleasure, brother.
That is Barry Pintar, KDK TV. Check out his report later.